Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here as we continue to encourage one another in reading God's Word and reading it in the Spirit, trusting God to show us what He wants for us to get from His story. And that's what we find in the Bible. And often we think about, oh, the Bible is filled with lots of stories like the story of Samson, but it's really the story of God and God's working and using the people He creates to do great things. And it's not that they do great things apart from God. They can do none of it without God. And Samson and even his parents are a part of that story. So let's dive in here. We're in Judges chapter 13. And we'll start right here with really what starts off with the story of his parents, Samson's parents. So, and the people of Israel, again, did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord gave them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. There was a certain man of Zorah, of the tribe of the Danites, whose name was Manoah. And his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Behold, you are barren and have not borne children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Therefore, be careful and drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean. For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. No razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to save Israel from the hand of the Philistines." Then a woman came and told her husband, "A man of God came to me, and his appearance was like the appearance of an angel of God, very awesome. I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name. But he said to me, 'Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. So then drink no wine or strong drink or eat nothing unclean, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death.' Then Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, 'O Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come again to us and teach us what we are to do with the child who will be born.' And God listened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman as she sat in the field. But Manoah, her husband, was not with her. So the woman ran quickly and told her husband, 'Behold, the man who came to me the other day has appeared to me.' And Manoah arose and went after his wife and came to the man and said to him, 'Are you the man who spoke to this woman?' And he said, 'I am.' And Manoah said, Now, when your words come true, what is to be the child's manner of life and what is his mission?' And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, 'Of all that I said to the woman, let her be careful. She may not eat of anything that comes from the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink or eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe.'" Okay. Verse 15, Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "Please let us detain you and prepare a young goat for you." And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "If you detain me, I will not eat of your food, but if you prepare a burnt offering, then offer it to the Lord." For Manoah did not know that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, so that when your words come true, we may honor you?" And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?" And so Manoah took the young goat with the grain offering and offered it on the rock to the Lord, to the one who works wonders. And Manoah and his wife were watching. And when the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, the angel of the Lord went up in the flame of the altar. Now Manoah and his wife were watching, and they fell on their faces to the ground. The angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said to his wife, "We shall surely die, for we have seen God." But his wife said to him, "If the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and a grain offering at our hands, or shown us all these things, or now announced to us such things as these." And the woman bore a son and called his name Samson. And the young man grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him in Mahanaim, Dan, between Zorah and Eshtaol. All right, we'll stop there. Wow, we just read a whole chapter. Woohoo! So here is Manoah and his wife, and or Samson's mom and dad, and she has a visitor who is the angel of the Lord, and then is perplexed by how to raise the son that she's gonna have, and she's barren, which she said over and over again, right? So she tells her husband prays to God, hey, could you appear one more time? We have some questions about raising this kid. So one of the things that easily comes to mind in this moment is, well, did they not know what a Nazarite was to be? And the answer is no, they didn't. Not because they shouldn't have, but it was obvious that they didn't. So guess what they figured out between now and the birth of their son? They figured out what it was to have a Nazarite. What is the Nazarite oath, and what does that mean? And besides not cutting their hair. So that's obviously motivation. But I think one of the interesting things to grasp here is these where these guys are living and where Samson's going to end up being is it's near Jerusalem, just east of Jerusalem, and he is going to be in this area, this region of Israel, taking on the Philistines who are in. So if you think about current day, the Philistines occupied Gaza and that whole region, really that whole area, and they have been given basically rule over Israel for 40 years. Now, not all of Israel, but this region of Israel, which is along the Mediterranean, and so bordering up in the area where the tribe of Dan is, Ephraim, Judah, and that's where, and Benjamin, although I don't think Benjamin's affected as much, but up toward Jerusalem. And so this is the Philistia. This is the Philistines, and their land is Philistia. And this is where people get the Philistia, all the stuff happening today. So the Palestine. So the Palestinians think they are from the Philistines, and they were told that by the British when the British sort of had control over this region of the world in more recent history. So just a little less than 100 years ago, when they sort of took over the region here and would eventually end up giving up Israel to the Jews in 1948, so through the UN. So this is the region. This is the region of Gaza and along the Mediterranean, and this is where the Philistines are. But here, at the very beginning of this chapter, it says, and the people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord gave them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. So after 40 years, you come into the story of Samson's mom and dad and what is the beginning of Samson's story, really God's story through Samson, through Manoah and his wife, Samson's mom and dad. And so we're gonna now spend the next few chapters dealing with Samson, and who is given incredible strength from God, but who is also just a man in so many other ways. So for us today, it's just to ponder if you were to all of a sudden feel like God is really telling you to do something, that how would you confirm it? Would you pray God and ask for more confirmation? And I think one of the things that we should look for is confirmation through God's word, because that doesn't change and God doesn't change. And then also not to worry about what other people think. So isn't it's cool that Manoah's wife didn't go, oh, people are really going to think I'm nuts. I don't think we ever get that impression from her. She's just not sure what this really means to raise her son as a Nazarite. And so Her husband doesn't know the answer either. And so the two of them are seeking more information from God, but God's already given all the information needed. So he just reiterates the importance of Menorah's wife staying away from drink, any strong drink, and preparing for this child that she's going to have. Even though she's been barren, God is providing this miracle for Samson to be born. And one of the realities for us to understand is that God is in control of life, and life is a miracle. So let's praise God for the lives that we have, and let's cry out to Him for clear direction that for what He has for us today. God bless you guys. Hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.